Well, we always like to say here on Stateside, we are very eager to get your ideas for stories we should tell, people we should profile. So when we got an email from Charlie Todd and Barb Schmidt of Howell, proud grandparents, telling us about a very special teacher at Howell High School and his very special students, including their grandson, we soon realized this was a story that we wanted to share with the rest of Michigan. We hear so much about the victories of high school teams all over Michigan. Generally, when we do, we're talking about football, basketball, soccer, hockey. This victory is different. The competition is called We the People. Schools compete based on their students' knowledge of the U.S. Constitution. And this year, Howell High School came in first in the state in the We the People competition, which was a first for Howell High and for any high school on the east side of the state. Joining us now from Howell High School, three of the competing students, John Reck, Aaron Osborne, and Jake Tholen. And joining us is their teacher, Mark Oglesby, who, it could be noted, was the Michigan Civic Education Teacher of the Year in 2011. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, Mark, I want to start with you as the teacher. What is the competition about, and what kind of effort does it take to prepare for a competition about the U.S. Constitution?
First, the competition or the class, it's a constitutional curriculum We the People put out by the Center for Civic Education. And it's an in-depth study in the Constitution, going back to the historical and philosophical foundations, so the philosophy behind it, all the way through the creation of the Constitution and the implementation and the evolution of it over time, you know, ending with our Unit 6, which gets into the ideas of citizenship and where do we go from here. That aspect of it, the competition itself, the class is broken up into six different units, and they have sets of questions that they have to prepare for, but it's like a mock congressional hearing format.
So they're being grilled by judges.
They are, yes. So, you know, instead of members of Congress, you know, the judges will be lawyers, political scientists. Occasionally we will have government officials, you know, that work in the state legislature or their aides and other civically minded individuals who will serve as experts. We'll ask them questions based upon their topic and also what they say. They'll challenge them on what they say.
Now, is this all extracurricular work and time that they put into this?
Well, we have a class. It's a semester elective class. And as one of their classmates has said before, I can't believe how much work he put in for a class that's not required to graduate. But, you know, they tend to love it. And these guys will attest to that, too. But the time that they put in is well beyond a regular class.
Now, Mark, you've been taking teams to We the People for quite a few years. What do you think it was about this year's team that brought them to that first place in the state win?
This year, you know, well, we have Boy Genius over here.
Yeah, Boy Genius. And Jonathan's pointing at himself. Well, there's me.
Yeah, they have that debate in class a little bit there. Actually, the one thing that was unique about this class is their ability to come together and to put aside differences, any issues that they might have with individuals, any conflict, and rise above that for the better of the individual group and the class as a whole. Because for the class to be successful, each individual unit has to be successful and everybody in the unit has to participate. Because when they're scored, one of the scores is based upon participation. And so if somebody does not participate or if somebody dominates the participation, the judge is going to score them down, that group down, which hurts the class. Because I've had classes before where we've had outstanding groups and one group doesn't get along, doesn't work well together. Mm-hmm. But these guys have done a great job working with their individual units and putting aside any potential differences or conflicts.
Now, how many on the team altogether?
We have 29 students.
So, and you're heading to Washington, which we'll be talking about a little bit later for the Nationals. All right, I want to turn to the students. I want to talk first with Jonathan Reck. It was actually Jonathan's grandparents who let us know all about this when we got that email. And you were involved with Unit 6, which was about what?
Basically, the breakdown of Unit 6 is dealing with major constitutional issues, where we are right now, and moving forward to the future. We look at issues like civil rights, citizenship, immigration, and breaking down our documents with the Constitution and how we're going to work with that moving forward with, you know, amendment processes and things like that. We're dealing with issues that are developing day by day, and we don't always necessarily have a whole lot to look at. So there's a lot of work that goes into and a lot of discussion because it's a lot of opinions from the people in the unit as to what goes into an answer.
Have you found yourself watching the news, reading the news, absorbing news with new eyes now that you've been through all of this?
Absolutely. A lot of the time when I'm looking at – when watching the news and things that are happening right now, I say to myself, can they do that? will this become a constitutional issue in a year or two or right off the bat? Just because of the processes that that legislation has to go through, sometimes people will try to force something through even if it is in a gray area when you're dealing with rights and what people feel they should have.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and we're talking with a group from Howell High School, teacher Mark Oglesby, and three of the students. We have Jake Tholen, Aaron Osborne, and we were just talking with Jonathan Reck. This team from Howell High School came in first in Michigan in the We the People competition, and it's all based on their knowledge of the U.S. Constitution. Now they're getting ready to head to the national competition in Washington coming up in April. We're going to talk now with Aaron Osborne. And Aaron, you dealt with Unit 1, so what was that about?
Unit 1 is the historical and philosophical foundations of the American political society.
What kind of questions were you asked by the judges?
For states, one of our questions was about the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson acknowledged that he had borrowed from such founders such as Aristotle, Cicero, Locke, and Sidney. How were those philosophers present in the Declaration of Independence? Mm-hmm. And how are those principles set forth in the Declaration relevant now, today?
So this really made you get inside the heads of the founding fathers and figure out what influenced them and then look down the road and see how it influences us today.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the most amazing things is if not just the documents they wrote, but if you look at the letters, like Thomas Jefferson famously wrote a series of letters. And that's the way that you really look into their mind. You get to see how they really thought of issues by the way they would – it's like listening into a conversation they were having. And it's amazing to really be able to get inside their heads like that.
And now we go to Jake Tholen. Jake, you were involved with Unit 4. So what did that entail?
Unit 4 is like the mechanics of the government. It's seeing how it actually works and design and how it actually works when we see people come into it. It's almost like an engineering perspective where you have to take, you know, you have the design and you have to see, okay, on paper it should work like this, but in reality it might not actually work like that. Like we've seen with the sequester recently, it was designed to be this horrible, should not work, everyone should come together and compromise on this so this doesn't happen. And so we have to look more into how it actually works. Again,
I have to wonder, as I'm hearing your students, and you've got Jake and Aaron and John and everyone on the team talking in ways that are incredibly deep, and you know that, what does this feel like for you as a teacher to hear this kind of depth of understanding coming out of the mouths of your students?
I love it. You know, they make me a better teacher. They just, you know, I've learned and I firmly believe that students just want to be challenged, you know, give them the opportunity. And you can ask them about it. Or they've talked about it before. The one thing about this program is it's up to them. They decide how deep they want to go. It's their learning. They're in control of that. All I'm doing is trying to facilitate it, ask them questions, make them explore a little bit deeper. You know, if they've thought about other issues, you know, a lot of times I'm playing the devil's advocate with them. But to watch them have the sidebar conversations that they have with issues that, you know, an average adult won't even begin to understand, let alone follow, to see this happen and then and really to see what they do with this after they leave. I mean, it was mentioned here earlier, you know, the idea of thinking critically of the government, you know, that's what a citizen needs to do. You know, pay attention to what's going on. John asked the question, is this something they should even be doing? You know, so they learn to understand this is what we set up, you know, this from the framers set up. Is the government doing what they're supposed to be doing? Are our leaders following the process that's supposed to be played out? You know, if they're not doing it, what do we do about it?
Well, the website to find out all about this wonderful effort and the Howell High School team heading to nationals for the We the People competition is howellwethepeople.com. You can find out about what they're doing and also maybe help out with the fundraising. And again, we've been speaking with teacher Mark Oglesby and three of the competing students and the top team in Michigan, Jake Tholen, Aaron Osborne, and Jonathan Reck, all of you from Howell High School. You'll have to let us know how you did after nationals so we can fill everybody in.
We will do that. Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Thank you.